This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. American Express is as iconic a financial brand as it gets. But for Amex executives today, the tagline could have been, "Don't leave home at all. It's brutal out there." The company reported a 38% drop in profits yesterday after the bell, and by the time things were all said and done today, shares were down 12%. CEO Kenneth Chenault cited, quote, intense competition in the payments industry. Marketplace's Mitchell Harmon has more on this.
Profits at American Express are being squeezed by merchants who don't want to pay high fees anymore when they take the card, and by customers who want ever more rewards from the company for using it. Jim Sinegal at Morningstar points to Amex's recent loss of an exclusive partnership with Costco.
American Express, when it was negotiating against small restaurants, for example, they really had a lot of bargaining power. Now Amex is talking to the Costcos and the Walmarts of the world, a handful of big airlines, and their bargaining position isn't as strong as it's been in the past.
Then there are consumers who hate high fees and use the web to shop for the lowest interest rates and the most free bonus miles and all the rest. Plus, says Matt Schultz at creditcards.com, Amex's gold and platinum cards, they're losing their shine with big spenders who used to be the company's bread and butter. Maybe we should say foie gras and caviar.
You have the MasterCard Black Card, the Citi Prestige Card. You're seeing other banks and other issuers play in that playground that used to be really dominated by American Express.
But Eric Oja at S&P Capital IQ thinks profits will turn up again for Amex and the credit card industry overall in time.
As the American consumer has paid down a lot of debt and FICO scores have increased, spending will also increase.
And Oja says a change of management at Amex to deal with these big changes in the industry wouldn't hurt either. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.